In this session, we are going to look at the rules relating to the tax treatment of income from property for corporation tax purposes. Income from UK situated property is taxed on companies as profits from a UK property business. Income from overseas property is taxed as profits from an overseas property business. Income from all UK property is treated as a single source of business income. What does that mean? Taking the term single source, basically, this means that all profits and losses are pooled together. Where the pool creates a profit, we tax it as profits from a property business. Where the pool creates a loss, we relieve it under the loss relief rules for property businesses. Business income basically means that we bring the income into charge to tax using accounting principles as applied for trade profit, i.e. the basis of taxation will be on an accruals basis for the recognition of income. Let us consider an example. Renton Limited acquires an investment property on the 1st of July 2010 and lets it out immediately on an annual rent of £24,000, payable on the first day of each month in advance. How much rental income will be taxable in Renton Limited's accounting period for the year ended 31st of March 2011? Insert the figure in the box and select continue when you are ready. The rental income accrues for the period 1st of July 2010 to the 31st of March 2011, which is a period of 9 months. The annual rent is £24,000, so 9/12 of it will be recognised in the year ended 31st of March 2011, which is £18,000. Let us now look at the rules for the deduction of expenses. As rental income is treated as business income, deduction of expenses follows the normal rules. Relief is given for expenses which have been incurred wholly and exclusively for the purposes of the rental business. Common deductible expenses, therefore, include the following: maintenance and repairs of the rented property, but not improvements to it. That counts as capital and would not be allowable as a revenue deduction. Redecoration would therefore qualify, but not anything to actually improve the fabric of the building. For instance, a complete refurbishment when the property is first purchased would not be an allowable deduction against rental income. If a window gets broken and a new pane is fitted, that is deductible as a maintenance or repair cost. The revenue have also announced that they regard replacing an entire window with a double glazed unit as an allowable revenue deduction. Other allowable expenses include insurance of the rented property, management and agents fees, rent collection costs, advertising for tenants, and a 10% wear and tear allowance. This is taken as 10% of the gross rents, less water rates and council tax, and it represents a deduction for the wear and tear on furnishings within the property. The wear and tear allowance, therefore, only applies to furnished lettings. On the screen are some facts relating to a property rented out by Comlet Limited, giving details of income and expenditure. What I would like you to do is to look at the information carefully and ascertain the amount of the profit from a UK property business income for the company in respect of the year ended 31st of March 2011. Insert your answer in the box provided and select continue when you are ready. Let us now take a look at the solution to the last example. The rental income accrued during the year ended 31st of March 2011 will be 9/12 of £20,000, because that will run through for the period 1st of April 2010 to the end of December 2010, and 3 months worth of the rent at £22,000, as that runs for the period January to March 2011. That gives us gross rental income of £20,500. Taking the first of our expenses, agents' fees, this is accrued at 15% of the rental income. 15% of £20,500 is £3,075. The redecoration cost referred to would appear to be solely capital improvements of £4,000. The only thing that got damaged in the room was the ceiling. However, they refurbished the entire room. In all likelihood, The revenue will view this as a capital cost and would not allow a single penny. The water rates of £1,000 are clearly deductible. The insurance, again, is deductible. Ground rent paid to the ultimate landlord is incurred wholly and exclusively for the purposes of the letting, so will be deductible. We also take wear and tear allowance. 10% of £20,500, the rent that we have recognised, less the water rates, gives us a figure of £1,950. Deducting all of the allowable expenses from the income leaves us with net rental income of £13,275. Let's now look at loan interest. Interest on a loan taken out to purchase a rental property is not an allowable expense in arriving at the profits of a property business. Instead, the loan interest is treated under the loan relationship rules as a non-trading loan relationship debit. The tax treatment of non-trading debits is explained in the loan relationship section of this module. If you are unfamiliar with these rules, I would refer you to the relevant sections there. The relief for losses of a property business is discussed in the session entitled Relief for Other Losses. If you are unfamiliar with these rules, I would suggest you look over these particular sections. Finally, let us consider reverse premiums. A reverse premium arises when a person receives a payment to enter into a lease. For many years, the tax treatment of reverse premiums was uncertain and often depended on the facts of the case. Reverse premiums are now revenue receipts. Where they are received in connection with land used for the purpose of a trade, they will be a trading receipt. Otherwise, they will be chargeable as profits of a property business. Generally, the premium will be taxed over the life of the lease. However, this rule will not apply if the lease is between connected persons and not on arm's length terms, in which case the premium will be brought in as a revenue receipt in the period that the lease is entered into. That concludes this lecture on income from property.